DDP yoga. Its very name is a contradiction unto itself.
Because it's not your mama's yoga.
I know you're always hearing me talk about how great this workout is for strengthening and healing your body.
I threw up my back.
I couldn't get out of a chair.
I want you to hear it from a WWE superstar.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards. I've really endorsed DDP yoga for a very long time, and I have to say, it's something that's become an addiction, a positive addiction, because zero impact, it really helped me speed up the healing process, staying injury-free, zero impact, and also eliminating the aches and pains in my neck and my knee and other areas that bother me every day.
I've been doing this for a couple weeks and people are starting to ask me, what's going on? You look great.
You're going to have to pry my dead hands off this yoga mat when I go. This is me now. This isn't imagine myself living without it.
Because if you didn't do the work when you did, I wouldn't be here doing the work now.
I've done trainers. I've done gym memberships. I've done everything. This is the first thing that I have stuck to.
It's time for you to influence yourself and to take control of your own life.
It's DDP Radio. High five.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to another hour of DDP Radio. I am Diamond Dallas Page, and I am the host tonight with the lovely Stacy, my buddy Sparky, and my boy Robert. We're going to be having a good show tonight. I want to just welcome any of the followers who came over from Reddit. I was just on the Reddit site and was doing a Q&A there, and I guess we're about an hour and a half into it. I was having Steve do the typing for me because there's no way my dyslexic ass was going to be able to put forth those comebacks of responses. If you let me talk, I can do it anywhere and answer as many questions as you want. But if you want me to write, I got to bring in one of my sidekicks to help me out. But we had a good time over there on Reddit, and it really has come full circle. Finally heading over to the reddit.com site to do a Q&A there, because they were the first ones to actually play Arthur's video, and I'll never forget it. It was about, I guess it was in May of 2011, and Steve had called me up, and I think it was 2012. What was it, Robert? Was it 2011 or 2012 when that thing went live?
Yeah, it should have been 2012.
Yeah, 2012. In May, and he goes, dude, I think we're going viral. I was like, viral? What's viral mean? He goes, I think that video of Arthur's going viral, man. He goes, we're up on the webpage on Reddit, and we're number 9. I go, what does that mean? He said, well, we put the video up 2 days ago, and right now it's got 18,000 hits. And I was like, oh, my God, that's unbelievable. And then I had to get ready for a long 10-day road trip, and I went to bed, and about, I don't know, maybe it was 6 hours later, Steve called me in the middle of the night for him. For me, I was going to bed early, so it was only like 2 o'clock in the morning. He goes, dude, we've got like 300,000 hits. I was like, what? It was some absurd amount. Maybe it was 200,000 hits or something, but it was crazy. And he goes, we're number 1 on Reddit. And when I got up that next morning and went to the through the TSA line, someone had I can't remember, Robert, it was probably you. You know, he had probably copied and pasted a text. Well, actually, it was a tweet by David Copperfield, and it was the writing on it was David Copperfield, the magician. His message was, "Stop what you're doing right now and witness real magic." And it had at DDP Yoga and the inspired link. And that was crazy, man. And it just went crazy, ba-boom, from there. And here I'm finally doing a Q&A with Reddit. And that video of Arthur just broke 10 million views. So that's pretty crazy, you know, all the way around. So that was, I thought it was very appropriate that I was up on there on the Reddit site today answering Q&As. And we just had one of our team members who was very, very cool. His name is Ryan Westfall, and he's from California. And he's one of the guys who had donated $1,000 towards Jake's his shoulder surgery. And for the $1,000, you got to come out. If you got your ass over here, you got to come out and spend a weekend at the accountability crib. And he's the one who encouraged me to do it because he's like, D, he goes, you should really do that because, you know, Reddit is what really blasted that whole video off of Arthur. He came out this last week, and we had a great time with him. And we just talked to him right before we did the Reddit thing. And he was just here, I guess it was a weekend and a half ago. I guess it's about that. And he was down 14 pounds. I was just like, awesome. So I want to put a shout-out to him on that. That's awesome. I also want to let people know that Real Sports, most of you have all seen it. Some of you may have not have seen it, the HBO Real Sports. Well, in December, they put together their favorite stories of the year. And they called me up last week and let me know that they are going to be including the DDP yoga segment with me and Jake and Scott. And they're going to be including a portion of that into their wrap-up show at the end of the year, which I thought was, like, really cool. I love that show. I love watching that show, period, way before we were ever on it. And HBO really gave DDP Yoga a ton of credibility from A to Z, which was really amazing. I also want to let people know that tomorrow we will be releasing two different videos. And the one video that will come out, I will talk about the second one first. The one that will come out Thursday night because we will be ready to start our Black Friday sale. We'll probably go live a couple hours early. So if you're someone who's been wanting to get the program, the DDP Yoga program, and get it for someone for the holidays or a family member or have a friend who's been on the fence or if you yourself been on the fence, well, you're never going to find it at a better price than you're going to find it starting Black Friday. But I think it'll actually start Thanksgiving night. As soon as you see the video up, you'll know. And when you see this video, you are going to laugh your ass off. We did something. I'm not gonna build it too much. I'm just going to let you know that of all the things that, you know, I got five guys here who are really creative working with me here on that comes to, you know, the videos that we do, whether it's about Scott and Cody or Jake or myself or, you know, the inspirational stuff or whatever we're doing. We've got a really awesome group of guys here that really help make up a lot of this, you know, these videos that we come up with. And this was a brainstorm of Steve Hughes. Some of you know him as the condescending Asian. That's what his name that they somebody on YouTube dubbed him, and we laugh about it here at the crib. But he came up with the initial idea, and then pretty much everybody has had one idea or another that's mixed in with it, and then I put it together with a ton of props and. It's all about our Black Friday sale, but it's more about the funniness. You'll watch the video more than once, and that's all I'll say to you. You're probably going to want to share it because it's just funny. And, you know, we just had a lot of fun doing it. It blew me up sky high, and we'll talk about it next week or whatever, you know, the making of that video because it's the outtakes will even be funnier than the video. So I guess I built it up pretty big. we'll be releasing it tomorrow night. And what I'll be releasing tomorrow morning is really what this whole show is about tonight. And I'll get to that after I talk to my co-hosts here. And Stacey, how are you doing tonight, lovely lady?
I'm doing great. Chef Bill and I are prepping our gluten-free Thanksgiving dinner and simultaneously celebrating the first night of Hanukkah with a gluten-free risotto dish.
And, you know, we have that same thing happening here. We have the Christmas. We have the Hanukkah tree going up in my bedroom, which is pretty much all Hanukkahed out. But the rest of this house is it's on Christmas OD right now. You're between me and Brittany. This house is insane as far as the Christmas decorations. And the video that we'll do out of this will be really, you know, entertaining as well. But, you know, the whole show tonight, let me first of all say, Sparky, how are you doing tonight, bro?
Dude, I'm doing awesome. I'm reading your Reddit, Ask Me Anything. There's some really good shit in there. That the guy who asked you if you got a knee-jerk reaction every time you hear "Smells Like Teen Spirit,"
Awesome, awesome, right? You know, and that's true. And, you know, I'll tell that. Remind me, and I'll tell that story, Mark, because that's a pretty funny story. It's easier for me to tell in talking than it is writing, you know. So you have to keep going back and forth so it all makes sense. And Robert, how you doing tonight, bro?
Doing good, man. You know, busy as always, but good.
Yeah, and I saw what you did. You put together that whole the page there for the Black Friday sale. You did a great job on that, man. Love the flashing lights and all that.
Oh, thanks, bro. Yeah, everyone else will be able to see it tomorrow.
Well, one of the you know, the main things, and I wanted to talk about this, and I'll go last here, but for out of my hosts here who work the show with me diligently every week, and when I'm not here and can't be here and running around, you guys just do such an awesome job of holding this together. I get so many amazing compliments from people saying that they, you know, listen to DDP Radio every week, you know, and it really helps them in their journey forward. And you know, let's start with Stacy, because Stacy, we always ladies first. And like, what is the thing you're most grateful for? I mean, that's what Thanksgiving's all about, really being grateful for whatever the reason is. But to me, that's what the holiday season's all about. What are you most grateful for?
Well, you know, aside from the obvious, which is the health of my loved ones, I was thinking about, you know, my 5-year anniversary is coming up, and this has become a real way of life, and I've gotten very accustomed to it. But every time my anniversary rolls around, it really brings me back, because in December, it was like right before I met you and learned about DDP yoga, and I had really resigned myself to being 345 pounds. And I was just kind of preparing for this is how the rest of my life is going to be. And really, in my heart, I knew that somehow in my gut, I'm like, there's no other way that my life is going to be. And it just kind of goes to show you, you think you know your life so well, and you know yourself so well, and yet there is still this amazing, like, unseen realm of possibility that can be tapped into. And that's what I am most grateful for, is that somehow life decided to intervene and hook me up with you, and it was the right time for me, and I've just been on this path ever since, and my life has completely changed directions, but more importantly, it's stuck, you know, and a lot of that is because of the great support that I have in the community. It was being mentored so closely by you and Terry, and having role models to look up to who cared. So just that and my new life, I'll be eternally grateful for that. And I think about that especially this time of year.
That's awesome, you know. And, you know, anybody out there, you know, if you want to, you know, come on the show, and if you think life sucks this time of year, you still, I want you to call in. It doesn't have to be all foo-foo and flowers, you know. Sometimes you can turn someone's, you know, you can change your life in an instant. You just have to make that decision. If you want to call in and get on the list to do call-ins today, I know I've asked some people to call in, but, you know, I'd love anybody to call in. The first callers are going to get answered. Go to 347-994-1216. That's 347-994-1216, and we'll take your calls. And Robert, send me over a little message over to me, because I'm not seeing you on my board. One of the questions I was asked on Reddit today was, you know, was about Scott and Jake and where they were at, and I answered the question, and then I just said, go back 1 year from today and tell me that those guys could have thought that they would be where they are today a year ago. You know, Steve Yu, I did a workout with Scott Hall today, and he was just – he reminded me of me in so many ways, and I only say that because of his energy. And, like, just he was so excited about – talking about what he's going to be doing with his own show and putting it, this tour together, and how what an amazing response that they had over in the UK. And I mean, the energy in his face and in his eyes was just, let me tell you, just it took my breath away. It reminded me back to 23 years ago
when me and him started this journey, and we're trying to do something for our careers in WCW, and that's out of that the Diamond Stud had come along, and that character, you know, that we both gave life to, you know, and where it is today is like a whole different world. You know, Steve, you, and the movie is still not finished because he is still not, Steve will not release something. He's a filmmaker. And it's instinctively he's a filmmaker. Like, he won't let me see things unless they're right. Now, they don't have to be finished, but they got to be right. And as good as his movie is, it's still missing that secret ingredient, you know, to the wrap-up. So, you know, he's still in that spot where he's not ready to release it because it's not finished. But the one thing that he says in that movie, it's like, when you first started, if you could look a year, 6 months, 2 years, 3 years ahead, if you knew you couldn't lose, if you knew you couldn't fail that journey to lose that 50 or 100 or whatever the hell it is, you know, that you couldn't lose, that you would be a year from now. Scott Hall has not been doing this a year. Maybe it's 10 months. You took us back 1 year ago, and I told Scott Hall he would be here today. We could watch a video of him. He would not believe it. Mm-hmm. It's like, what if you knew? And that's the whole thing. You know. You just don't believe it yet. Because each and every one of us know we have the ability to do amazing things. We just don't always believe it. And it's so much easier to doubt yourself than it is to believe in yourself. So that's what I'm hoping. Some of these journeys and people saying, you know, what they're thankful for and what grabbed them or pulled them up and then holds them up. Like Stacey said, this has been 5 years she's been on this journey. When I tell people she lost 185 pounds in 18 months, and I go, that was 3 years ago. She looks better now. And the same thing with Terry and everybody. The people who walk, you know, walk the talk, and the DDP yoga community is so amazing because people actually give a shit, like for real, you know, so yeah. That's what makes it strong. So Spark, you know, what comes to your mind? I know you got, dude, I know you do so much on the Team DDP Yoga site, man, you know, so you got to have a bunch of things on your mind.
Yeah, I was trying to sum it all up, and I don't want to sound like really general, but one of the things I'm thankful for is what everybody should be thankful for, and it's what they have. And I know it kind of sounds like duh, but
oh, I get it.
but I think a lot of people don't realize what they have, or they take advantage of it. And one of the guys that helped me realize it, and it's a phrase I picked up from him like last year when he first started talking about it, was Slim. I remember talking to Slim, and he was telling me, you know, I'm the worst person that I know. Like, and it was from a spot where he kind of knew himself. He knew him. He found out who he was when he came here. And lately that's really been resonating with me to because I'm at a point where I know where I am. And how it spoke to me was that if I know who I am in my mind and in my thoughts a little bit better than just being more superficial and whatnot, it makes me actually appreciate those people who come into my life a lot more, because I can look at them instead of myself and sort of be blessed that they're all around me. So with my faith, with my family, with the radio show and everybody else who comes by, you know, I'm fortunate that they're here, because I can't be that great a person to say they're blessed for me to be around. I am blessed that they're here, because I couldn't do a lot of the things that I do either without their support, their encouragement, their inspiration, people from Team DDP Yoga, whether it's somebody from my church, whether it's, you know, my wife, but or my kids. But, you know, I'm just blessed that I have that and that I can recognize how special that is, because it'd be really easy to get up a lot of mornings and just be like, screw it, the day, and check out from the beginning of the day. But like I can come from this place now where I have to humble myself a little bit, and I can see how good everything is that comes my way.
You know, and that's awesome, Sparky. You know, and anybody who's listening out there, everybody here has heard me say it over and over again. You know, you got to really focus on what you have, as opposed to what you haven't, or what you got screwed on, or who fucked you over. You know, because if you're focusing on that, you know, and you know, why me? And I call it for anybody's wrestling fans out there, the Raven syndrome. You know. Why me? You know, why not Raven? You know, and that's just Scotty playing a role, but a lot of that was a lot of his life too. You know, why does this always have to happen to me? It's like, change it, dude. It'll change. You know, Scott actually did that. Scott Levy, aka Raven, and last couple times I've seen him, he's been one of the most positive cats I've been around. And you know, you're going to be what radiates around you. Robert, you know, what do you got, bro? What do you got there in your bag of tricks?
You know, and I was busy queuing calls, so I didn't hear Stacy or Sparky. So, you know, I have I have nothing to springboard off of. But for me, I mean, the there's three things really. Number one is my girls, obviously.
Right.
Yep. The other one's Kelly. You know how tight we are. We've always been there for each other. And the third one is you and DDP Yoga. I mean, we've been doing this thing together for 7 years now. And it's not just, to me, this isn't a job. This is my life. Everything I do revolves around what we're doing here. And it's incredibly important to me. So, you know, I'm
and
very...
Robert is like, it's me. Then it's Robert. That's how we started it. You know, he was the first one paid. I didn't make anybody for a long time. And Robert worked for nothing on the idea of what this idea and what the dream was. And things that we had fun just doing together and playing around with. And, you know, there were so many times, you know, I've second-guessed myself. But, you know, you only lose or you only fail when you stop. And I'm talking recently to one of my adopted daughters here, you know, Lexi, and she's telling me about her her plans of what she plans on doing as getting out of high school and what she's doing, you know, with her makeup and how she's going to go to this makeup school, which is like one of the top places in the world in Hollywood and blah 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 blah, and then you know she wants to start her own business and she's a 17-year-old kid. And, you know, and she goes, well, if it doesn't go my way, I know it's not going to be a straight line, and, you know, I'm going to hit hurdles along the way. She goes, but as long as I keep moving. I said, well, you know, Lexi, I said, you know, it doesn't always go out exactly the way you plan, but you never fail until you quit. She looked at me and she said, oh, failure's not an option. You know, and having that mindset, you know, which brings me to what, you know, what I'm the most grateful for. And that's what sprungboarded this whole show, because I didn't plan on telling anybody last week when I came on the air, but it's something that was just like it just happened. And we found out that my girl Brenda has breast cancer. And, you know, whenever you hear that, like one of the things that, you know, when people tell me they're bummed out or they're real, I can remember this guy. His name is Brickhouse Brown. He's a wrestler in Memphis. He's a great guy. I met him early on in my career as a manager and when I was absolutely nobody. And then when I saw him 10 years later, I was on top of the world in professional wrestling, you know, top 5-10 guys in the world. And I run into him, and he goes, D, he goes, I'm so proud of you, man. You've done been, you know, your success has just been meteoric. It's been amazing. He goes, man, he goes, I heard you've been doing a lot of inspirational speaking. He said, I'm really down, man. You know, life's just pulling me down hard. And I said to him, do you got cancer? He goes, oh, God, no. Why would you say that? I said, because that's a problem. When someone says they have cancer, that's a problem. And then I'll come back to this. But I said to him, I said, you know, Brick, I said, you know, you really got to focus on what you have instead of what you don't have. I said, and if I was you, I said, I've done this so I can say this. If I was you, I would go down to Danny Thomas's cancer ward down there. You know, it's all kids. It's all kids with cancer. I said, and most of them are dying. But you walk in there, and you're Brick House Brown. You're on Memphis television. You are a wrestling star. They don't know if you're in the WWF, the WCW, Memphis. They don't know. They just know you're a wrestling star. I said, you walk in there, pick up a book, read with those kids, hang with them, take some pictures, draw some, pick up a crayon and you know, and just draw with them and watch their faces light up. I go, they're dying. I said, you walk out of there, you tell me you think your life sucks. And he just shook his head. He goes, wow, Dave. Yeah. He goes, that's damn good advice. I said, I'm only telling you because I've done it. You know, so when we heard that, you know, Brett had cancer, you know, it sort of, you know, she's like the strongest, not woman, but person that I know. Just the way she handled it. And, you know, we were ready. It was like, let's do the, you know, double mastectomy and, you know, I was calling it, what was I calling it before? Vasectomy, which that's a whole other operation. And they had mastectomy. And I said, let's just do, you know, because it was in one breast. I said, let's just take them both off. I go, here's the worst that can happen. You get them both taken off. You start that surgery. It'll take a year or two to build back up. And however they do that, I go, and you get chemo, and, you know, and you're going to live through that. You're strong as hell. I go, let's just, you know, let's just, that's the worst that could happen. This is when we didn't know anything. And then as we started to know and find out what they wanted to do, and it was pretty much along those lines. They weren't sure about, you know, what the chemo situation was or anything yet till after they already had their operation. And I'm laying on my doc's table. His name is Dr. Kenneth West. He's not like a doctor, like chiropractic and applied kinesiology. He's more like Yoda. And I don't mean yoga. Yoda. I mean, this guy has fixed me and put Humpty Dumpty back together again when no one could ever even think about. You're going to what? You're going to wrestle tonight? You just fell through that cage and almost broke your neck, and you can't get out of bed. How are you going to wrestle tonight? I'm going to fly this guy in from Atlanta to Kansas City. He's going to work on me for 6 hours and watch that match I had with Jeff Jarrett on the triple cage match and know that I was in bed and couldn't move 3 hours before that match. I was just starting to be able to move 3 hours before. But 6 hours before, I wouldn't get out of bed. So he's one of those guys, and he's very into holistic living. And I know quite a bit about holistic living. I often talk about what we eat and GMO foods and gluten and dairy free and all of that. But then there's another level, and that's like my brother Rory. He's a rawist, and people have heard me talk about Dr. Fred Bishy. He's a doctor of nutrition and has literally helped heal, not say heal, put in remission thousands of patients at stage 4 level cancer. And this is all about how you eat and everything. I mean, it's like a whole different level of eating. So what Ken West brought to me that day was a guy named, his name is Goldberg, Burton Goldberg. And he's got this movie called Cancer Conquest. So we looked him up. We, you know, checked everything out. And then I rented the movie. And it was like, yeah, you can rent the movie for like a week for $19.99, or you can rent the movie for like for $69.99 for 3 months, and it'll send you a copy. But I mean, that's how much it costs. Like, you want the information, that's what it costs. So I figured, the hell with it. I want the DVD because I want to be able to have it when I want it. So I paid for it and got to watch the movie on the YouTube, not YouTube, on the whatever the private streaming thing is there. And me and Brenda sat there and we watched the whole thing. And then we watched it again. And then we did our own research. And then we found out that there was a lot of other ways before you have to go right to the drastic, massive surgery. Now, let's just segue. Because just last October, they had Cancer Awareness Month. And I can't remember the woman's name, but she's on the Today Show. Stacey, do you know what I'm talking about? Like, Ruby?
Yeah, I can't think of her name, but I do know who you're – I remember the incident.
Yeah, she's a top female on morning television. And what they try to do with the host is they like try to get them involved with everything from, you know, ping pong to whatever they're there, you know, checking out. And this just happened to be, I think it was October 1st. It was the beginning of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and they wanted her to go in for a mammogram. So I don't think she really wanted to do it from what I've read, but she's like, ah, to hell with it. I might as well get in. It's just for TV. It's only going to take whatever amount of minutes it takes. Well, she got diagnosed with breast cancer.
Oh.
Right there, live on TV. Not had a chance to tell her family, nothing. Boom. Live, you got breast cancer. Well, of course, they tell her the same thing they told Brenda. Boom, pop it off, and then we'll go for the chemo from there. And on November 11th, I understand, she had her double mass. I want to make sure I said it right. Mastectomy. I can't remember. You guys all know.
No, that was right.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is that that was like, that's what we thought. You know, it's like that's the choice. That's the choice you have, and that's what our medicine says. And what we realize that there are other choices. So what we're going to release tomorrow, and this is how brave Brenda is. You'll get to know Brenda, you know, and I'll bring her on the show in a couple weeks. But you'll get to know Brenda because of the video, and that's how it'll start. And her and I are sitting on, you know, on our bed, and we're just talking about this journey that we're going to go on. And it started with me. I had nothing rehearsed. I just said, roll the camera, because I'm not sure exactly. I mean, Steve put this bit on in the beginning where you can just see how we are together. And you'll just see. He was so happy he had the camera rolling in the beginning. But then it gets into talking about, we just got through Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Well, what we're doing to continue is Breast Cancer Awareness Year for 2014, and what we're going to do is we are going to make you aware, not of how you can throw in money for breast cancer or whatever, not that's a bad thing, but I'm saying that's not what this is about. This is actually like making you aware of other things that you can check out and other choices you might have. And we've chosen this path, which in our country would be the path less traveled. And we're going to tell people about the journey and what we're going through and how we're doing it. And we're going to bring you on a week-by-week basis what's happening right, you know, within a couple of days of where we're at. And no longer than a week. And bring you up to date of this journey. So, and if it works, we're going to sing it from the top of the mountains. But if it doesn't work, we're going to tell you that too. You know, it can't be, no one's ever done this. And it's a really brave thing by her. And as I was thinking about doing it, it's really no different than we did with Scott and Jake, just letting people know as we went along. Of course, a lot of people really care about Scott and Jake. And Brendan, people don't really know. But everybody knows breast cancer. You know, and everybody's scared to death of it. Everybody's death of every cancer for good reason. So it's all about facing your fear. And that's, I'm very thankful, you know, that we, you know, that we've got this early on. And I'm even more thankful that Kenneth West laid that paper on me with those listed names of those doctors and the choices that were out there. Because as much as I've been around it, growing up with my brother and Fred and everybody around me, you know, I know there's other choices, but it still didn't even hit me. So if it doesn't hit me in the face, well, I know it's not hitting a lot of you in the face. So just if you're interested in the journey, it'll be loaded up on DDPTV tomorrow. I don't even know what it'll be called. So if you subscribe to DDPTV, it'll be one that pops up tomorrow. But I don't even know what we've named it yet, to be perfectly honest with you. I just watched it, and I thought it was moving. It's long. It's like 10 minutes. But it's the beginning. And just to let you know, on Sunday, Brent and I are leaving for the San Diego Clinic, which is so funny that it's named the San Diego Clinic because it's just across the street of the border in Tijuana, Mexico. You know, and the doctor's name is Dr. Munoz. And from everything that I've been able to research, he is one of the smartest and best cancer specialists in the world. And he learned from a guy named, I believe his name is Keller, from Germany, because that's where it all started. The Germans are the ones who really, you know, and it's not like the whole country. It's just this the small group still, you know, because, you know, it really comes down to, I won't get into the politics of it or anything. All I want to say is we're going to be following a journey, and we're making people aware who care. And the rest of them who don't care, no problem. Don't watch that video. But that's what I'm thankful about. I'd like to bring up, we got a couple callers that come in. You got Liz there on the line there, bro?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how are you?
Awesome, awesome. So,
hey, Liz.
So I heard you had a good time on the show.
I had a wonderful time. I was nervous as all hell, but I think it came out pretty well, and it was just a wonderful opportunity to share my story with everyone.
That's great, and you blew my mind. Yeah, please don't throw me a 60-minute plank or something. You're really making me. I know, I love it. You can do it, baby. You do it. I love it. It's awesome. It's awesome because I know even going in that side plank that way you do, that's still so hard. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy challenging. So what are you thankful about today, girlfriend?
Well, it's going to sound really trite, but I do have a deeper reason for it. But I am thankful for DDP yoga. I think back to where I was last Thanksgiving, and I was just, I mean, not just the aesthetic or, like, superficial, but I was so heavy on the inside and just miserable and depressed and kind of like what Stacey was saying, I felt like this was it for me and I should just accept it and be miserable, and I sort of had. And I've always loved my daughter, I've always loved my husband, but when you feel like that, it's very hard to be proper, to be as thankful as you should be for those people in your life, because there's just such a blanket of misery on everything. And so, like, when I compare how much my daughter is enjoying me because I'm happy and I'm being a good mother to her, and how much I'm enjoying her, and it's because of DDP yoga. And this ditto my marriage, ditto my life.
That's powerful. That's powerful. It's because you make everything
sorry,
your lifestyle. You just pull it into your lifestyle and fit it in there. And obviously, it really worked for you, but you got it, too. You know, a lot of people start, and they stop, and they start, and they stop, and then, boom, maybe they get it then. But that's awesome. I'm so happy you feel that way.
Yeah, it's. I mean, and like you said, with my life, a lot of the kind of confidence I've gotten just with DDP yoga has leaked out into other areas now. And a lot of the work ethic that I've found I have from doing DDP yoga has come out. So it's just, there's obviously all the other things it's done for me. It's fixed my knees, it's fixed my weight. You know, I could probably dominate the rest of the show with the things that it's done for me. So, like I said, it's just, I'm thankful for DDP yoga.
So, thank you for coming on and even saying that. It means a lot. It means a real lot.
Well, thank you.
All right, baby. You have a really happy Thanksgiving.
Well, you too.
Yeah. Have a great time in Ireland.
Hey, are you going to Ireland?
I am going on the 6th of December.
I'm actually booked in Belfast. Anybody who's listening from over the UK, I'm going to be out there. Let me look at my calendar real quick. I'm doing a whole UK tour, and it's a Q&A tour that, of course, it's like a spoken word type thing that you do. And basically, it's more than anything, it's a question-answer thing. You know, people ask me questions, I tell them funny stories. You know, and so stuff they'd heard and they want to be, you know, hear my side of it or whatever. But I start in London, and then I go to on the 2nd of March, and then I go to Birmingham, and then I go to Cardiff. I've never heard of Cardiff. Then I go to Manchester. Then I love Scotland. I go to Glasgow. I've been there before, and I loved it there. Then I have 2 days off in the UK, which is 7th and the 8th. I'm sure that's going to get filled up with DDP yoga workshops. And then I end up in Belfast on the 9th, and I heard they're trying to add a couple more Ireland dates after that, so we'll see how that turns out, but I'm really looking forward to that. Really looking forward to it. You have an awesome time over there in Ireland.
I will. I'm actually going to be in England as well. My mom lives in England, so I'll be close to London.
Awesome. Well, great to have you on, baby. Enjoy the trip.
And happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Thanks.
I don't love it.
Thanks, Liz.
Bye.
Hey, we got the yoga doc on, right?
Yeah, we do.
Hey, Doctor. Yoga doc.
Doc, you there, bro?
All right, we'll come back to the yoga doc. We got Chris on the line. How about Chris?
Hey, how you doing, DDP?
Hey, Chris, how are you, man?
I am doing wonderful, thank you.
And what do you have to be thankful for, bro?
You know what? I have to be thankful for DDP Yoga and seeing Arthur's video back in...
When did you see that?
June
when
of
did you see Arthur's...
I'm sorry?
When did you see Arthur's video?
Back in June of... I guess it was May of 2012.
So that's when it all started, man.
That's when it all started.
That's where the 10 million views started. You might have been like 167 or something.
I emailed you back in August about this, but I had been on disability for 10 years up until 3 months ago.
It was
DDP Yoga who brought me back to being a productive member of society.
Tell that story, though. Tell that where you were at and how long, because I remember reading that, and that was heartfelt. Tell that story.
I guess it was back in beginning of 2002. I had aggravated discs in my back, bulging disc. Had the epidurals done and went back to work maybe for 3 months, and my back went out again. I was told surgery, so I had surgery done. Lumbar fusion at L4, L5. And a year later, I had a second surgery at the same spot and was told I'd never work again. I was told that was going to be it, and I was going to have to learn to live with it. And I, after 4 or 5 years, I resigned myself to that fact. And then I saw Arthur's video and thought, you know, my dad sent me a link, said, hey, if he can do it, why can't you?
That's awesome, though.
Yeah. Talked to my doctor. He said, try it. If it hurts, don't do it. I said, all right. First month, I lost 19 pounds. Noticed my back pain wasn't so bad. I had some falls where I did too much outside of yoga, like shoveling snow. I guess it was last February I talked to you, or I left a message through Stacy on the show, and aggravated a nerve. And set a goal then that I wanted to go back to work within a year. In July, I realized it had been a month pain-free. So in August, I applied for a job and was offered the position. And I can't even begin to say thank you enough for that. It was to say DDP Yoga was life-altering is an understatement for me.
You made it happen, bro. I was just your guide. That's it. From the Scott Halls to Jake Roberts to the Arthur Bormans to Chris to you, I mean, to everybody. It's just showing people what I learned trying to heal my own body. That's it.
My original goals were to manage my back pain. It had nothing to do with making it go away. I just wanted to manage it. And as of Saturday, I'm 5 months pain-free and working for 3 months. So.
Wow.
I feel absolutely amazing. I feel like I'm 25 again. I hate to say it like that, but I do. And I'll be 40 in a couple months.
That's awesome, man. I look at, you know, your dad's, he can't do it. If he can do it, why can't you? You know, one of my favorite stories I tell it all the time is the story of Roger Bannister. You know who Roger Bannister was?
Yes, I do.
Yep, Roger Bannister was the guy who broke the 4-minute mile. And they said it couldn't be done. And they wrote, you know, doctors wrote papers on it. You know, like, here's why it's impossible. It's physically impossible. And then when he did it, his number one adversary, he was from England. I can't remember his name. He broke it like a week later and broke Bannister's record.
Yep.
And then Bannister broke his record. They went back and forth at the race of the century that year. And 16 other people broke the 4-minute mile. I mean, if that That's the greatest.
That's how I feel.
And you just did it. It's like you just broke the 4-minute mile.
Exactly. That's exactly how I feel. Every day I wake up and I feel that way.
It's awesome.
I can't remember the last time. The last time I woke up in pain, I think was Mother's Day weekend of this year. And I know what I did. It was my own fault, but.
Y'all do that. We all do that. Yeah, I still do it to myself all the time. Yeah, one of my favorite people who went through that same transformation, just completely different, was Chris Jericho, when he blew his back out literally doing Dancing with the Stars. That's why. That same year they wanted me to do that show so bad, and I'm like, no. They're like, what are you talking about? It'll really get your workout over, and blah blah blah. I go, that shit's really hard on your body, big time. And between my knees and my hips and my back, I want to stay good.
Exactly.
And he sure as hell, he went and did it, and he blew out his back.
Oh,
and
wow.
20 years of bouncing around in that ring, and he tried everything. And all the doctors are like, Chris, you're done. You had a great run. You're done. He couldn't even sing with his band Fozzy. And he's got a real record deal, and he makes great money singing. Like, he'll go and, now that he saw the Arthur video, just like you, because I sent it to him. And I said, Chris, I know you've heard a lot about what I'm doing with people, but just watch this video. And I go, you tell me. And when he saw it, he said, D, he goes, you send me those videos, you tell me what to do, I'll do it. He goes, if this guy got this result, I will try anything. And I said it to him, and 3 weeks later, he called me back, and he was like, man, I'm addicted to it. He goes, do anyone feel like that? And I'm like, well, if they really put the work in, yeah. And, he goes, man, if I miss a day, I feel like I feel guilty.
Yep.
And within 5 weeks, he was 85% pain-free. And 3 months later, he was 100% pain-free and headlined at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
If you go do our job for a living, and all of this, well, God, anything's possible. So I'm grateful to your dad.
So am I. Very much thankful for him. Without him, it would have never happened. But he sits there, and he's so supportive. Him and my mother both have been so supportive of me through the whole journey that they sit there, and there was times they get mad at me. I got to do my workout. I can't go do that. I have two daughters I'm raising alone with their help, and it's just been so amazing. Even the kids get down and do it with me.
Oh, that's awesome. And what we just did, we have this new app coming out in January, probably be closer to February or March, because I'm not putting it out until it's like really, really kick ass, but it's going to track everything about, everything, your body, from your heart rate to your calories burned, all of that pushed into the app that the workouts will be on. You'll be able to get them anywhere and everywhere. But DDP Yoga, we've already filmed 4 workouts that are DDP Yoga for Kids. We don't have them edited down yet, but when we release it, it's going to have everything on it. It'll also be DDP Yoga 55 years plus, geared towards people, and I'm 57. But most 57-year-olds are not in the shape that I'm in. So they need to start at a simpler level and then work their way into the YRG workouts, and then from there on out into the live workouts, et cetera, because I'm going to be doing live workouts off that app, everything. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to deal with food and all sorts of stuff. So, when you talk about kids, I love the fact that we got kids doing it. I got a bunch of my kids in it as well. So, hey, Chris, I want to thank you for calling in, man. I want you to have a really happy Thanksgiving and a great holiday. All right, bro?
Thank you. You guys do the same, all right?
Awesome. Have a great night.
Thanks.
Okay, we got a couple more callers on here. Josh, is Josh still around? Josh?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, Josh, how you doing, man? What are you calling in for?
Hey, Juneau, Alaska, as always.
Hey, Josh.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Just got back from helping out with some workouts and stuff downtown here in Juneau. And I wanted to stop in and just quickly say what I'm thankful for and just say hey and all that good stuff. So, yeah, I'm glad I made it in.
What was that? Yeah, I saw you up on the DDP Yoga Facebook. What was that fish that you were holding on to?
That is a Alaskan king salmon, and I've been here for 30 years of my life, and that was the first king salmon that I've ever caught, and I caught that this summer, and it was awesome to be able to finally catch a fish that big. And you know,
how big was that?
We didn't weigh it, but yeah, it's close to, I don't know. I'm guessing maybe 18, 20 pounds.
Really?
They're pretty big fish. And we happened just to go out on a nice sunny day and got my kids out on the water and hoping to catch something. And sure enough, we caught three about that size. But yeah, it was awesome.
Well, I know how good it tastes when it gets to us here. So I can't imagine how good that tastes catching in there. It's gotta be crazy.
It usually goes, straight from the boat right onto the grill, or you know, people smoke it here and dry it, whatever they do. But oh man, with a king salmon like that, you want to put it right on the grill and eat it. It's unreal.
Absolutely. So,
yeah.
What are you thankful for, kid? Everything that's going on in your life, it sounds like to me.
Oh, geez. I think the big thing, of course, it's going to be cliche. I'm going to say DDP yoga like everyone, but it's kind of, I mean, that's where it kind of started for me in February. Just kind of opened my eyes to what I had in front of me this whole time. It's just, I haven't stopped since I started in February. And so I have to give the first thank you to DDP yoga, because without that, I would hate to even think about where I might be. And so that's my first thing I'm thankful for. The next thing is the wife. She's been the most supportive person through this journey, and she's the one that's, you know, encouraging me and flipping me crap when I need crap and calming me down when I need to calm down and all that good stuff. And without her, I definitely wouldn't be here talking to you guys on the phone, that's for sure. My two kids, I have a daughter, Grace is 8, and Hunter is 16 months and does DDP yoga. He hears the word yoga, and he'll start, you know, inhaling and raising his hands up into the diamond cutter pose already. And that's just from watching me and supporting me. And I don't think he understands at all what kind of a support system he is for me, just supporting me when I'm on the mat there and, you know, doing it with me. So it's been unreal. And I'll be quick. I don't want to be long-winded. But the other thing that I'm super thankful for is Team DDP Yoga and me kind of going out of my comfort zone and starting to kind of interact with the team here in the last 3 months. And, man, I've never met any of these people, but it's like you've known them your whole life kind of thing. It's unreal. And if I can contribute to that in any way and pay it forward to people and bring people into the team, that's what I'm here for. So I'm grateful for all of you guys and all the other people out there that have contacted me and we've talked and talked. So
it's an amazing support system, and it was so much fun this year down at the DDP Yoga retreat we did down there. Man, because so many people, it's like when they meet each other, it's like that, you know, like you've been hanging out with them your whole life, you know, because it's so many like-minded. And the greatest compliment that I got about the retreat was that the people, these are the nicest people I've ever been around. And it's just because everybody's like-minded, simple as that. You know, and ain't drinking the Kool-Aid. It's about friggin' being positive and having a healthy lifestyle that allows you to, you know, catch a buzz if you want, or it's just like-mindedness. That's the only way I can explain it, man. And thank you so much for calling in. And you know, eventually, like I said today on the DDP Yoga Facebook thing, you know, I have to get there. And at some point, I'm sure we're going to, if I don't see you down at the retreat at some point, I'm sure at some point you're going to catch me up there, because I had a couple people now that I've got to, you know, see when I get up there and enjoy probably one of the most beautiful places in our country, if not the most beautiful, Alaska. So thanks for calling in, kid.
Hey, I appreciate it. Take care, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks for calling, Josh.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Hey, we got my boy Mikey Mullins. I know he's still out there. I'm going to be going up and seeing him on the 7th. When I take Brenda down to Mexico, I'll be down there for the first 3 days of her, and I wouldn't even leave if I wasn't already booked. and had to go up there for up there. But we were going to make it a Christmas little vacation up there and see. I know Stacy's coming up there, and a bunch of our buddies are going to be up there too. So the Boston Bad Boy's even coming up. I'm looking forward to seeing him. I haven't seen him in a while. But Mikey is up there, and I think we're almost sold out. We only got about maybe 10 or 12 more spots for that going from Tijuana, or I should say San Diego, to Boston, from one end of our country on the direct angle to the other end. I'll be up there for a few days before I have to go back to L.A. But I'm looking forward to seeing Mike up there. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, what's going on, D? What's going on, man?
Hey, man, just getting everything together, getting ready for Thanksgiving. The house
text your Christmas decorations last night, picture of them, and I took mine out today. I took my Christmas decorations out of the closet, and I swear to God, it was like the Christmas equivalent of standing next to Ron Jeremy at a urinal. Yours is just, like, so much bigger than mine.
And that's just before she went and got the Christmas village.
Oh, my God.
All the way to Birmingham today, which is like 2.5, almost 3 hours, to get her Christmas village that she had here. And she had to see a couple of her friends, and she turned around and drove right back. And all that shit you saw all over the floor was gone this morning so we could work out.
Oh, wow.
So, about 7 of us got a workout and then went back, right back in to decorate and making up our videos. And, I want to remind everybody, tomorrow night, that video is going to come out for Black Friday. When you see it, share it. It's going to be well worth the share. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, kid, you ready for to come up there and have some fun up there in Dover?
I can't wait. I'm working hard, training hard. I'm getting the word out through a bunch of flyers up around town. I'm getting media appearances put together. So it's going to be a good time. I'm glad. I just wish, I wish things were in better circumstances with Brenda, and that was what I was going to talk to you about today is, I've always tried to keep that attitude that, no matter how shitty my life can get sometimes, and I have it pretty damn good compared to, a lot of people, what they're going through. I could be in Africa right now, famine, AIDS. I could be with the tsunami. I could be having all kinds of health problems, and I'm not. So you got to keep that in perspective when you're getting down to the dumps and bummed out about that, how much you really do have to be thankful for. It could be a lot worse, and there's a lot of people who have it a lot worse than you do.
Absolutely, and it's all about, focusing on what you have as opposed to what you don't have.
Exactly, man. And Slim put up a video the other day, tomorrow's not promised to anybody, and every day is a new chance to turn everything around. Every day that we wake up in the morning and, get out of bed and we're still breathing, that's definitely a chance to turn things around, no matter how many days you missed on the mat or how bad you've done on your eating or, how shitty your day was the day before. Every day is a new chance to just start over and just, start fresh and dig your toes in and just keep on moving.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely, man. I appreciate you calling in, and I got to get these last two callers in here before I roll out of here, bro. So look forward to seeing you ever come up, and have a great Thanksgiving, all right, bro?
Yeah, you too, man.
All right, buddy.
And Dallas, I've got a shout-out from the chat room.
Yeah, what do we got there, baby?
From Don Schmelhaus, who's under the weather. He's under the weather and can't call in, but he wanted me to read a little blurb about his gratitude.
Absolutely.
And starts with you, of course, and DDP Yoga, and the great people who've supported him since he started the journey, and especially the support he got during the time his beloved dog was sick and after his passing. And he's really super grateful for his new life and just how it's opened up, and he's learned to own his life and keep it going. So he wanted you to know that.
That's awesome. And there's the man who's made more and workshops. No one has made more than Don. Roger's right up there next to him, though. He's not quite, he's not Don's level, because Don's got at least one or two on him. But my boy Donnie, man, he's had an amazing transformation over the years, which has really been great. So thanks for those words, Donnie. Is Becca still on the air?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Hey, Becca.
I'm not doing so well.
Okay, well, so where are you at right now, baby? Because I know you've had a roller coaster of emotions. Where are you now?
I'm
breathe.
Gotta breathe. You're not gonna be able to talk.
No, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Just take a couple of deep breaths. Take it again.
I'm really sorry, guys.
Oh, you don't have to be sorry. I just want you to breathe because I know you're going to try to talk. When you're crying, it's not going to work.
I've been thinking about quitting, trying anymore to lose weight because of failing all the time this year.
What do you consider failing?
I keep going back to eating gluten and dairy, and I'm being weight back, and I'm not working out anymore.
So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. When you are working out, because it's all about relieving stress, forget the workout or a workout. I'm talking about any workout. When you're working out, forget how you're eating. When you're working out, you feel better.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know why you feel better?
Because I'm doing something.
Oh, what it comes down to is you're burning off stress. You're exerting yourself way. Instead of holding stuff in, you're letting stuff out. And that's just my own little retard wrestler way of explaining it. You know, I just know that if I don't, for me, get on the mat, my body can't handle the impact of, you know, running or any of that stuff anymore. I can't do that. It's another way to, you know, burn off energy too. But if you're not, it's just disciplining yourself to do it. You know, in the beginning for me, it would be like every day. So then I get stuck into it. So I have to do it. It's like part of my life. But if you're not doing it, you're going this way, which is the way that you're beating yourself up right now bad. Am I correct?
Yeah.
You know, and nobody can pull you down more than you, right?
Right.
Okay, so here's what I want you to think about. And remember, I'm just a wrestler dude. You know, I'm not some psychologist or anything like that. You know, I'm not Dr. Phil, that scam artist. You know, I actually really give a shit that you are, because I know you. And you need to change your physiology right now. Are you slumped over right now? Are you curled up all? Stand up. I want you to stand up. Now, just throw your shoulders back, and I want you to focus on something else than what you are right now, because all you are is focusing right now is, you know, let me ask you a question. Laying in that ball, what's the story you're telling yourself? When you were laying up in that ball, crying, what was the story that you're telling yourself?
I'm going to gain all the weight back. I'm
going to
be sick.
And how do you feel about yourself when you're thinking that?
Horrible.
Okay. So you're focused on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the story. It's easy to say, I'm a failure. I feel horrible. I'm a loser. I can't do this. I can't do that. It's easy to say that, right?
It is.
Right. So that's where you're going to what anyone can fall down. Anyone can beat the fuck out of them. Courage to stand up. That's why I want you to stand up. I want you to focus on not on the negative things right now. And I'll same thing I say to anybody. Do you have cancer right now?
No.
Right. Well, my girlfriend does. And that's a real problem. And if she was using your psychology of pulling herself down, I can't even imagine how she would be feeling right now or everyone else around her.
But I want you to get a little braver than that and think that, first of all, I know you can do this. And I know even if you just stay where you are, you're not falling backwards. And if you fall down, just get up. You're stronger than that. Focus on the positive things that you have done. And I know you've done well when you have focused on this. Am I correct?
Yes.
And when you're feeling good and you're working out, do you feel better about yourself?
I do.
Okay, well, take another deep breath for me. Take another one. I'll do it with you. Hey.
I just don't know where to start again.
That's all you have to do is start again. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Tomorrow when you get up, you remember Team DDP Yoga, just put it down. Tomorrow morning I'm going to wake up, I'm going to get on the mat, do the 20-minute workout. Just get on there for 20 minutes. You know, Beck, I have never gotten off that mat and said, fuck, I wish I didn't do that. Yeah, I've never done that. But there's been plenty of times I left the gym going, oh, God, I can't believe I did that to my shoulder because of my ego. You know, I've screwed myself up. But on the mat, there's no way, because if I don't want to do something at its fullest feel, I just modify the son of a bitch. So tomorrow.
It's been really hard to be positive. I've been trying. But I feel
baby,
like I forgot everything.
No, but you got to stop telling yourself how hard it is. Because if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. You can do it, but you just got to have, you can change your state in an instant. Change your physiology. Dana, put a smile on your face. I dare you. Are you around a mirror right now? Are you around a mirror? The mirror. Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. I dare you to smile. I dare you to smile right now. It sounds
it's really
stupid.
Hard.
Fake yourself. Think of, you know, pigs in the mud. I don't know. My dad said to me one time, because you want to hear a dirty joke? Yeah, I want to hear a dirty joke. He goes, pig toe in the mud. See, laugh. You laugh, you can't be sad. You can't be sad. I said, pigs all the mud. Oh, my God, that's so funny. He goes, you want to hear a really dirty joke? I'm like, yeah. He goes, two pigs stole the mud. I was like, oh, my God. Me and my brother were laughing so hard, I thought we were going to split. You know, you have to laugh. You know, with cancer patients, this is one thing that we've just researched. It's like they have to laugh. You have to have joy in your life. Force into your life. I challenge you to do that tomorrow, Beck. And just get on the mat for 20 minutes. And if you don't feel better, you write me and tell me how you felt because you got on the mat. I want to hear that.
Okay.
And you just start tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, man. And then eat whatever the hell you want. Just get on the mat and get physical first. Don't worry about the steps back because it's about the steps forward you're going to take. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, buddy.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. This is awesome. You got my email too. So I want you to email me tomorrow and tell me that you got up and got on the mat.
Okay.
That's how you start. And you can email me every day if you want on that. Okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you.
All right, baby. And I think we got one more. We got my man here who has just been changing lives on a whole different level. And, Benny, I ain't going to let you talk long, brother, because my sister just drove in from Florida. And I went from one interview to another. But I love you, and I love what you're doing. And how many people do we have donating their weight from Team DDP Yoga at this point?
It's awesome. It's awesome, DDP. We have 39 people so far. And not including the people that have donating their weight are going to make donations at the end. I mean, I'm talking one-time donations that have been made already. We've already got over a ton of food donated. 2,062 pounds have already been donated.
That's awesome, man.
And it's going to be many more tons by the end of the month. And I got to tell you, you know me, and I won't talk on and on and on like I like to.
Don't rake in your eyes before you started, kid.
But I got to tell you what I'm thankful for, and I'm thankful for something. It's a phone call I got in January that scared the ever-loving shit out of me, pardon my language, but when you called me in January and were like, yo, you can do this, I didn't think I could. I was so scared. I thought, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. And you're kind of, I don't know if anybody's ever told you this, but you're an intimidating guy. I'm yeah, you never heard that probably, but you know what? DDP, it's 11 months later. I weighed in this month a little early because it's Thanksgiving. I lost 7 more pounds. I am down 59 inches from around my body. And wow. As a total, in 11 months, I've lost 119 pounds. It is unbelievable. You saw the pictures I sent you. I mean, my most recent pictures. It's insane. I lost a person, man. I lost a person in the last 11 months. The year's not even over. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to lose in December, but the year's not even over, and I'm almost 120 pounds. I'm 119 pounds down. That's huge. And I couldn't have done it without you, without my wife, and Team DDP Yoga. You created such an amazing thing, and I know that it was just created out of something that you originally started to help yourself get back into the ring and get mobile, but you have changed so many lives. It's awesome.
Well, it's a monster group effort here, and you know what Stacy and Robert and Sparky, you know, do, you know, on the whole team DDP Yoga, and how you've come in there and helped out, and there's this, you know, Slim, and God, there's so many, you know, people, you know, who have, you know, and some people come and go, like our boy Doug, the Monster Motivator, man. He's got twins on the way, so he can't spend as much time, and he's over in Germany, and you know, just people come in and out and just touch each other's lives and continue to move forward, and that's what it's all about. And that's what to me Thanksgiving is all about. And that, and getting ready for Christmas.
Oh God, I love Christmas.
Oh dude, but when you see the video that I put up tomorrow for the Black Friday sale, oh my God, Robert, you've seen it. How funny is that video?
It's, oh man, I don't even know how to describe it. It is, you have to see it.
It's different funny, though. It's not like, you know, freaking, you know, it's we had a lot of fun doing it. Let's just put it like that.
And, yeah, I don't think it's something you can really describe.
Nah, you really can't. But I hope everybody enjoys that. Benny, thanks so much for calling in. I'm so proud of it. I'm so glad it's just taken the weight off of just you, and it's helped through everybody else, and it's just making you stronger this time all the way through, because you're not having to do it on your own, and you're still following that dream of what you really wanted to do with helping people out who really need it. And
we're going to get there.
An awesome program to be a part of. Anybody who wants to be a part of Benny Miller's, we started to donate your weight, and he'd started years ago, but we've got it right there on the front page of Team DDP Yoga. You can sign up right there and just jump on board. You're not giving it to any, it's your food bank in your area, your hometown. We're just all tracking it here, and no better time to do that than to help people out, you know, who really at this point are in a position where, you know, they can help themselves, you know. And that's a problem, you know, that's a real problem. So, I challenge anybody out there to do something really good to someone else that you don't even know. Have a great Thanksgiving. I especially want to thank Robert, my boy, who's been with me from the beginning, for being on here. All the guests we had come on the show today. And Sparky, you know, I love you, brother, and I appreciate you you and Stacy manning the helm of this show freaking three-quarters of the time, you know, that we do this show. And I love you and appreciate it. And Stacy, you know, you're my hero, baby. So everybody have a wonderful, marvelous holiday. Be thankful, because it's all just the beginning. Have a great day, kids. You've been wonderful. You've been marvelous. But see ya.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh! Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
For going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.